Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, members of the Community Catholic Church clergy gather to worship, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition, and you can join in by clicking on the links that you see on the show page below. And now, let's celebrate our wonderful connection with Creator and prepare our hearts for worship. Merry Christmas and welcome to our service of worship on this Sunday after Christmas. Our homilist today is Archdeacon Sherry Grenier, and I am your celebrant. Now let us prepare our hearts for worship on this holy name of Jesus.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open. All desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy. This is the collect for this Sunday of the holy name of Jesus. Eternal Father, you gave to your incarnate Son the holy name of Jesus to be the sign of our salvation. Plant in every heart, we pray, the love of him who is the Savior of the world, our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, in glory everlasting. Amen.
A reading from the book of Numbers, chapter 6, beginning at the 22nd verse. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, thus you shall bless the Israelites. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm appointed between the lections is Psalm 8. O Lord, our Sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes, to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them? Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen and all the beasts of the field, the birds of the air and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. O Holy One, the heavenly angels spoke to earthly shepherds, and eternity entered time in the child of Bethlehem. Through the telling of the Christmas story, let our temporal lives be caught up in the eternal, in the same child, that we might join shepherds and all the heavenly hosts in praising the coming of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
A reading from Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, beginning with the 5th verse. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name,
so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel, Luke 2, verses 15 to 21. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. After 8 days had passed, it was time to circumcise the child, and he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my lips and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing to you, our Lord and our Redeemer. The child was born, the shepherds visited, and the angelic choir sang. No wonder Mary pondered these things in her heart. No other mother would ever experience what she did on this holy night. Mary and Joseph both had many experiences during the past 9 months that would show the strength of their faith. Right from the beginning, at the visit of the angel Gabriel, Mary could have exercised her free will and said no. Instead, although she was confused and frightened, she agreed to be the whole human mother of God's Son. We can imagine Mary's apprehension when she was faced with the explanation to Joseph and her fear when Joseph reached the predictable conclusion. According to the Jewish law, Joseph could have had Mary stoned to death, but his gentle character was revealed when he decided quietly to send her away. But Mary's problems were just beginning. A life of shame and hardship was ahead of her as an unmarried teenaged mother. Another visit from the angel, this time in a dream to Joseph, intervened and ensured that Mary and the baby would be cared for. Just as Mary was favored and chosen by God to help carry out his plan to save mankind, so was Joseph chosen to provide the safety and support the child would need. After a grueling trip to Bethlehem and taking shelter in a cave, the Son of God was born. Now, the child is 8 days old. Mary and Joseph are following Jewish tradition. They are taking their son to the temple to be circumcised. It is also on this day that he will officially receive his name. This remarkable family looked very unremarkable as they arrived at the temple. A carpenter, his wife, and their infant son. But there is one way in which Mary and Joseph differed from all the other parents who had gone through the same ritual. These other parents had chosen their child's name, a name that was likely to honor the family or that had a special meaning. But Mary and Joseph did not choose the name their infant son would receive in the temple on this day, because his name was already declared by the angel Gabriel. Not once, but twice was the name given. First to Mary at the Annunciation, and then again to Joseph in a dream. The angel declared that the child should be named Jesus, which means God saves. God, who named the night and the day, the sun and the moon, and who gave Adam the authority to name every animal on earth, has now given a name to his own son. The Feast of the Holy Name was first celebrated in the 15th century, and although the dates sometimes vary, it is usually recognized on January 1st, as that date is 8 days after Christmas. Jesus was fully divine, and the Old Testament prophecies gave him many names: Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. But he was also fully human. It is his human side that was given a human name. This human side was hungry, thirsty, and tired. the human side wept. And this human side took part in Jewish temple religions, rituals. This circumcision and naming ritual was one of those. And this is the first time his blood would be shed. The naming of Jesus joins these two natures, the divine one who saves and the human one who needs saving. Matthew referred to Isaiah when he wrote that Mary and Joseph shall name the baby Emmanuel, which means God is with us. The name Emmanuel does not appear elsewhere in the New Testament, but in Matthew 28:20, Jesus says, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Besides these two names, Jesus and Emmanuel, he has many titles, including Christ, Lord, Lamb of God, and Savior. In 1737, a list of 198 was published. Some of these are from the Bible. Others have been adopted throughout the years. The holy name of Jesus has power that no other name has, and it commands respect. The Ten Commandments tell us that we are not to take the Lord's name in vain. This is also true of the name of Jesus. His name connects us to God, although we have been separated by sin. We are to proclaim his name, praise his name, glorify his name, and call upon his name. In today's gospel, we heard the story of the very first time his name was proclaimed, as the angels sang and the shepherds went out and told what they had seen. In his letter to the Philippians, which is also one of today's readings, Paul wrote, at the very name of Jesus, every knee shall bend, of those in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. Churches around the world display the monogram IHS, which is formed by the first three letters of Jesus' name in Greek, and would eventually become the emblem of the Jesuits. We have been entrusted with the power of his holy name. It has been delegated to us, but how are we to use it? We are to call on his name for help when we are ill or in pain or facing difficulties in need of strength or in times of spiritual trouble. Jesus himself said, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you. Jesus promised that when two or more gather in his name, he will be in their midst. We shall call on his name for protection against Satan and temptations. There are numerous times in the Gospels when demons were driven out in his name. We shall call on his name for the forgiveness of sins. Romans 10:13 says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And when we are in need of a blessing, it is in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. There is promise in the name of Jesus, the promise of answered prayer and the promise of salvation. There is no other name that offers this promise. What are your needs this morning? What suffering do you see around you? What pain needs healing? When we can't go on, he will make it possible. Believe in the promise and ask in the holy name of Jesus. He is all things to all people, all the time. And when your world is in turmoil, you can call on the Prince of Peace. Amen.
Brothers and sisters in the faith, God has called us into the family of the church. In the spirit of Christ, we call out, Abba, Father, asking our Creator to hear our prayers we offer, saying, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Eternal Father, you entrusted to Mary and Joseph the life of your child, Jesus, all parents and children in the bonds of love, peace, and faith.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Creator of life, make your church a fruitful vine to all who are reborn in the living waters of baptism. May we find ourselves continually nourished and refreshed as we gather at the table.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Consoler of the afflicted, sustain the homeless and the abandoned. Protect the widow, the widower, the orphan. Comfort those who mourn the dead. Heal those who are ill. We especially remember.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
God of love, like a mother, you nourish us with your grace. Quicken in us the seed of Christ's word, that we might reveal his life to the whole human family.
Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Almighty God, may your favor and blessing rest upon the family which you have gathered in the name of your Son, Jesus. Accept the prayers we offer in his name. So may your love embrace us now and forever. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God,
we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon, and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
My friends, may the peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Eternal God, in Jesus Christ, we behold your glory. Receive the offering of your people gathered before you, and open our hearts and mouths to praise your great salvation, the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We give you thanks and praise, Almighty God, through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Redeemer. He is your living Word, through whom you have created all things. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh of the Virgin Mary and shared our human nature. He lived and died as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. In fulfillment of your will, he stretched out his hands in suffering to bring release to those who place their hope in you, and so he won for you a holy people. He chose to bear our griefs and sorrows and to give up his life on the cross, that he might shatter the chains of evil and death and banish the darkness of sin and despair. By his resurrection, he brings us into the light of your presence. Now, with all creation, we raise our voices to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy and gracious God, accept our praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior, who in the night that he was handed over to suffering and death, took bread, gave you thanks, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, Jesus took the cup, saying, "This is my blood, which is shed for you. When you do this, you do it in memory of me." Remembering, therefore, his death and resurrection, we offer you this bread and this cup, giving thanks that you have made us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. We ask you to send your Holy Spirit upon the offering of your Holy Church. Gather into one all who share in these sacred mysteries, filling us with the Holy Spirit and confirming our faith in the truth, that together we may praise you and give you glory through your servant Jesus Christ. All honor and glory are yours, Father and Son, with the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Church, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, from every evil and grant us peace in our day. In your mercy, keep us free from sin and protect us from all anxiety as we wait in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
This is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Happy are those who are called to his supper.
Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed.
The gifts of God for you, the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
For those of us at home, please join me as we say this prayer, knowing that Jesus is in each of our hearts in this time of worship. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the Blessed Sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire you in my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my heart, where I am restored and embraced by your loving spirit. May I never be separated from your love and your grace. Amen.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, strengthen the unity of your church so that we who have been fed with holy things may fulfill your will in the world. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Glory to God,
whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. May the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and everyone you love this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.